Welcome to the May 5th, 2013 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. It's hard to believe, but this show you're about to hear actually begins the fifth year of Armed American Radio. So thanks for supporting us, the program, and all of our great sponsors. I call this show An Evening with Larry Correa. Larry, of course, is New York Times best-selling author and noted firearms expert. He's one of us. You'll love the interview. He stayed for the entire three-hour broadcast. Enjoy the program, An Evening with Larry Correa. I'm Mark Walters, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Whoa, I'm tired, baby, and I'm looking at Sean on the video. I know Sean is tired. It's been a long weekend. The two of us are now back after long flights and drives in our respective Crossbreed Holster studios, welcoming you to, how would Ryan Seacrest say this? The fifth year of Armed American Radio begins right now. How about that, Sean?
Ryan who?
Ryan Seacrest, that goofy guy from what's his name? What's that show over there?
Are you
American
talking about,
Idol.
You know, I had a friend of mine when I first got into radio. It's a friend of his.
Yeah, yeah. He's goofy.
Yeah, but he's making a lot of money.
He is making a lot of money. That doesn't mean he's not goofy. He's goofy.
He is the young the young Larry King.
Well, I got to tell you, it's been, ladies and gentlemen, freedom never takes a break. And freedom cannot take a break right now by any stretch. We are in for the fight of our lives. There's no question about it. And before we get started, I have an hour for you that will go down in the books, no question about it. You will thoroughly enjoy my guest, Larry Correa, and we'll get to Larry momentarily. Sean, where can people watch the video? Let's get that out there. Last year we had several thousand watching, and let's get it going here again today because I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, well, it's not set up yet. Our part is, but I'm having to move around.
Yeah, well, you let me know when we're ready to go. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in for the fight of our lives, and I tell you this coming home from the National Rifle Association convention this week, where I was surrounded by tens of thousands, and I'm going to put the number close to 100,000, of your neighbors, family, friends, maybe even you. These are the people that the mainstream media demonizes, yet this is mainstream America. You are mainstream America, and the media demonizes you. 5 million strong and growing. If you weren't at the NRA convention, you should have been. Make plans for next year. Tremendous amount of fun, particularly when we find ourselves in the fight of our lives. And I'll tell you exactly what I'm talking about. Some very scary stuff going on out there in the States. But I want to go directly to my first guest. I intentionally waited to bring Larry Correa to the show at this point in time. And I say that because Larry is brilliant. Larry is a New York Times best-selling author. He knows what he's talking about, former gun store owner, champion shooter. And I think what I'll do is I will read his own bio background in his own words from one of the best essays on gun control I've ever read, titled An Opinion on Gun Control, and then I'll bring him in. I am now a professional novelist. However, before that, I owned a gun store. We were a Title VII, which means we worked with legal machine guns, suppressors, and pretty much everything except for explosives. We did law enforcement sales and worked with equipment that is unavailable from most dealers, but that means lots and lots of government inspections and compliance paperwork. This means that I had to be exceedingly familiar with federal gun laws, and there are a lot of them. I worked with many companies in the gun industry and still have many friends and contacts at various manufacturers. When I hear people tell me the gun industry is unregulated, I have to resist the urge to laugh in their face. I was also a Utah concealed weapons instructor and one of the busiest instructors in the state. That required me to learn a lot about self-defense laws, and because I took my job very seriously, I sought out every bit of information that I could. My classes were longer than the standard Utah class, and all of that extra time was spent on use of force, shoot, no shoot scenarios, and role-playing through violent encounters. I have certified thousands of people to carry guns. I have been a firearms instructor and have taught a lot of people how to shoot defensively with handguns, shotguns, and rifles. For a few years of my life, darn near every weekend was spent at the range. I started out as an assistant for some extremely experienced teachers, and I also had the opportunity to be trained by some of the most accomplished firearms experts in the world. The man I stole most of my curriculum from was a lieutenant colonel in the Army Special Forces, turned federal agent SWAT team commander. I took classes in everything from wound ballistics to high-speed cool guy door-kicking stuff. I have been a competition shooter. I competed in IPSC, IDPA, and three-gun. It was not odd for me to reload and shoot 1,000 rounds in any given week. I fired 20,000 rounds of 45 in one August alone. I've got a Remington 870 with approximately 160 rounds through it. I've won matches. I've been able to compete with some of the top shooters in the country. I am a very capable shooter. I only put this here to convey that I know how shooting works better than the vast majority of the populace. I have written for national publications on topics relating to gun law and use of force. I wrote for everything from the United States Concealed Carry Association to SWAT magazine. I was considered a subject matter expert at the state level and on a few occasions was brought in to testify before the Utah State Legislature. Need I go on? Larry Correa joins me on Armed American Radio. Larry, absolute pleasure to have you here. The timing couldn't be better, my friend. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Hey, man, that was your own bio and your own words from one of the best essays on gun control I've ever read. In fact, our friend Governor Huckabee loved it, didn't he?
He did, yeah. Normally, I'd be a little more humble on the bio, but the whole purpose of that was just a little street cred before I started arguing with people.
Well, and you know what? I'm glad you did that. You established the street cred, and it puts you, it elevates you where you need to be, because the anti-gunners don't have any street cred, Larry.
No, they really don't. It's a lot of emotional nonsense and just driven by feelings and wishful thinking and legislation based upon terms they don't understand.
Why? Where does this... Let's try to establish some basis of logic before I move forward. What I want to do with you in the course of this hour... I don't think people, Larry, understand how dangerous this situation that we find ourselves, this incredible attack against our freedoms actually is. And I'm going to Utah Sheriff's Association. I'm going to read a letter that they wrote to the President of the United States. And I'm going to...
This is a good one if it's the one I'm thinking of.
It is the one you're thinking of. I guarantee it is. And I know you're up on it. And I also want people to know the spontaneity of this conversation. This is not scripted. You and I have not covered any of this. They are going to hear from you and I the same things they talk about, and I think we're going to impart some knowledge on them today that they didn't know about. Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat. I also want to talk a little bit about Kansas and inform them what's going on in Kansas and the tit-for-tat with Attorney General Holder. And then I want to tie that into what with Barack Obama said while in Mexico 2 days ago, attacking our freedoms, Larry.
Oh, that was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was beyond unbelievable. And I think in order to get all of that started, let me ask you this question. What makes these people tick, first of all? Do you have any insight? Can you give me any insight as to where these people are coming from when they, is it hoplophobia that we talk about, an irrational fear of firearms, or is it something more?
Well, I think we got to kind of break them up into a couple categories. I think most people that, you know, when they poll that come up as being in favor of gun control, they're probably well-meaning but uneducated. They go with what sounds good, and they don't understand firearms. They don't understand the Second Amendment. They don't understand self-defense. So those people are probably motivated based upon lack of knowledge and feelings. But then the dangerous ones are the... I'm trying to think of how to say this nicely.
you as long as the language is good, believe me, I've made it not so nice myself on the show. Feel free.
Yeah, they're willing to lie, cheat, and do whatever they can because they really truly have an agenda, and they believe that the Second Amendment is evil, and they hate gun owners. They hate the idea of the fundamental philosophy of people being able to take care of themselves and not count on the government. And in that case, I mean, we talk about hoplophobia. For many of those people, that is literally true. They have an irrational fear of tools.
Now, but it's not irrational to them, is it? It's irrational to those of us who understand the tool. But to them, in their mind, what I believe makes them so dangerous is the fact that it is not irrational to them. It is very rational in their eyes.
Well, oftentimes it's very interesting because you can learn a lot more about the person you're arguing with than about the topic you're actually arguing. If you're debating with one of these people, when they start talking about how you're untrustworthy and how you'll become emotional and irrational, and you'll lose your temper, and you'll shoot people, or you'll go on a power trip, or you know they'll shoot people over parking spaces, and all these worst case scenarios they throw out there. It's because they don't trust themselves, and they project their own insecurities and failings, and they project that on us. And for most of us, that's just simply incomprehensible because we either grew up around firearms, and so they're an integral part of our life, or we've made the conscious effort to learn how to use them effectively. And so for us, we hear these hypotheticals, oh, well, if the bad guy comes in and starts shooting the place up, you'll just miss and shoot a bunch of innocent people. And immediately we stop and we look at that and we say, no, that's stupid. Why would we do that? Why would we make that tactical decision? Why would we choose to perform so poorly? Yet because they don't trust themselves, they fully believe that we are irresponsible as they know that they would be if given the ability to have a firearm.
Okay, we're going to stop right there. When we come back, we'll continue this discussion. Buckle in if you're driving. If you're at home, go get something to munch. This is a treat here on the Armed American Radio Network with Larry Correa. This is a good one. Don't go away, I'm telling you. Stick around for this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The night. We may not own it, but we control it through silence. From Allegiance Ammunition comes the Silent Strike, the world's only 223 subsonic round that fully functions the M4, the AR-15, and the HNK-416. No more having to single stroke your AR-15 when firing subsonic rounds. Allegiance Ammunition has created astonishing stealth and maximum performance in a silent package. Visit AllegianceAmmunition.com. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com.
This is Armed American Radio. We are your voice. Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio.
Oh, John Young sounds better than Kid Rock does. Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm Mark Walters, and the discussion is only going to get more intense as we continue this hour with New York Times best-selling author, firearms expert, champion shooter, and all-around great guy, Larry Correa. Larry, welcome back. Let's get right back to it. We were talking about the fear that the anti-gunners have and how they project that their own fears and their own mistrust of themselves onto us and onto the debate in general. I'd like you to continue with that thought, and then I want to quote our liar-in-chief. In Mexico, it's just astounding to me, and then we'll move the discussion in that direction. How about it?
Sure thing. The problem is when a lot of times you're arguing with these people, you're arguing against a completely irrational base because they are making assumptions about you that simply aren't true. And most gun owners, you know, we are law-abiding, responsible. We actually enjoy practicing. We enjoy getting training. We enjoy learning this stuff. To them, they just don't understand that. And they think that they're going to just lose it. And they can't imagine if they had a gun, you know, they would just lose it and they'd pop the first person that torqued them off. And so they assume that we're exactly the same way. But rational adults don't do that. And it's become harder and harder for them to make this argument. It's really kind of societally a losing argument for them. And it's because of concealed carry. I mean, over the last 10 years, it's gotten to the point where everybody now knows somebody that carries a gun.
Sure.
And so, you know, I mean, back when I first got involved in this, about 15 years ago, and I mean, I've been a gun nut my whole life, but that was the first time I really started getting into the politics of it. And it was fascinating because people would make all these assumptions about gun people.
Right.
And it's every negative stereotype the media can throw out there, and people just gobble it up, you know? We're a bunch of violent, crazy, bloodthirsty rednecks and all this stuff. But as time's gone on, it's really because of concealed carry that this argument's changed. And so even the most ardent anti-gunners, it's fascinating when you argue with them, if they actually know you, what inevitably will pop into the argument is they still assume that most gun owners are their negative stereotypes or their weird projections. But if they know you and they like you, then you get some, oh, well, you're one of the good ones.
Right.
You're not part of the problem. You're obviously, you know, Larry, you're responsible. I'm okay with you, but everybody else needs to be controlled. And they don't realize what a foolish and short-sighted, narrow-minded position that is to hold.
Well, this is along the lines of bad things happen to other people, not me. These are people who are so short-sighted that they can't see past their own nose as far as to put their own life in perspective amongst all of us. And what I mean there, Larry, is let's go to concealed carry. I just left the NRA convention at the George R. Brown Convention Center in Houston, got back just a couple hours ago, in time to get to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Right, Sean?
Right.
Yeah,
oh,
you did too
it.
In Dallas. You'll love it. Larry, concealed carry was welcomed in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I was amongst, and I'm going to guess, between 70 and 100,000 other people. And I can tell you safely that the odds are that there were tens of thousands of concealed guns in that convention center. And in the mythical cowboy shoot 'em up, blood in the streets never happens. And yet again, this is proof positive of that. Is that where you're going here?
Yeah, it's interesting because a guy who's coming from Chicago, where you really do have a good odds of getting shot, where they have strict gun laws, is lecturing to a bunch of people in states like Utah, where, I mean, statistically, depending on what county you're in, if you walk into a public place and there's 20 people, there's one or two at least carrying a gun.
Right.
Everywhere you go. I mean, we've got guns in malls, we've got guns in schools, and it's just a completely normal thing, and no one really cares, and people are universally polite. I mean, the NRA convention, I mean, there's probably, I can't even begin to guess how many people are carrying at the NRA convention.
Well, I'm going to put between 70 and 100,000 there. I'll say a minimum of 10,000.
Yeah, I mean, and heck, some of them are probably carrying two or three guns just to show off their different holsters to their friends.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now that we've set the stage with that, let's go to the core, because we're in a fight right now, as you well know. You know, I've seen you on national TV stand up for our right. You know what fight we're in, and you know it's getting worse and worse. Just when you think there's a little bit of, okay, a little bit of ease up here, the President of the United States goes to foreign soil and says this, and I quote, "Most of the guns used to commit violence here in Mexico come from the United States. I think many of you know that in America," and this just makes me sick to my stomach, "our Constitution guarantees our individual right to bear arms, and as president, I swore an oath to uphold that right, and I always will." And here comes the definitive, "but at the same time, as I've said, in the United States, I will continue to do everything in my power to pass common sense reforms that keep guns out of the hands of criminals and dangerous people that can save lives here in Mexico and back home in the United States. It's the right thing to do," unquote. Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I'm going to start with this. This is the same man who, under his watch, Attorney General Eric Withholder willfully allowed thousands of firearms to cross that border and are now put in the hands of the most vicious cartel killers on the planet. And he can make that statement in Mexico where the guns went. Larry, why and how?
Well, the media gives him a pass. They give him a complete pass on this issue, and it's so ridiculous because Fast and Furious, by all means, should be one of the biggest political scandals of all American history. If it was any other president that wasn't their golden boy, it would be page one headline news, hearings all over the place, because it is so patently just absurd on so many levels. I mean, Eric Holder, I mean, I'm sure your listeners are familiar with this, but Eric Holder is responsible for thwarting hundreds and hundreds of existing laws in order to conduct his criminal sting that, if you look at it logically as a criminal investigator, it could do nothing. There was no way to track these guns.
Right.
It was basically just a propaganda move. And he supplies thousands of guns to the Mexican drug cartels just to pad the statistics, basically, to make it look like it's America's fault. And here's the part where it really breaks down. It gets really absurd. We're talking about drug cartels that have so much money that they literally have submarines.
Right.
They have that jet aircraft. They have submarines. They purchase entire Mexican military units. I remember seeing a picture of one bust from the Border Patrol, and it was showing just racks and racks and racks of M40s and 240 Bravos and 249, you know, Saws.
Right.
And they're like, "These are American guns." It's like, yeah, they're American military guns that we sold to the Mexican Army.
Right.
And they came along and just purchased an entire unit.
What, you mean these aren't guns I can buy at the Florida Suncoast Gun Show at the fairgrounds?
I mean, if you got really good contacts at Fabrique Nationale, you know, there's
maybe you could
general in front of your name, maybe. But.
All right, hold that thought. Now that we've established that the president hates us and hates our Second Amendment freedoms and wants to blame America, when we come back, we're going to show you how some of the states are fighting back. I bet you didn't know this. This will blow your mind, what's happening right under your nose, back after this.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates or low minimum payments, and before you know it, you owe thousands of dollars in credit card debt. It has happened to millions of good people just like you. But here's the good news. Thanks to a powerful program now approved, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and even reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. That's right. Our nationwide nonprofit program is helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments. Call 800-400-0114 now. The call and information are free. We've helped over 500,000 people with their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-400-0114 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-400-0114. That's 800-400-0114. Again, 800-400-0114.
Okay, let's say your New Year's resolution to lose 10 pounds didn't work out quite the way you wanted it to. Here's a guaranteed easy way to look hotter, more handsome, or just plain awesome in 5 minutes. Try the 5-minute teeth whitening solution called Power Swabs. Power Swabs gives you 2 shades whiter teeth in 5 minutes, plus it works on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers, and it's easy to use. The secret is a tooth detergent developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that actually lifts the stains right off your teeth. There's no messy strips, no trays, just swabs that you use on your teeth for 5 minutes and then you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades whiter. It's like magic because it does work. Call for your risk-free supply, 1-800-270-4614. That's 1-800-270-4614. It's risk-free, so call now, 1-800-270-4614. That's 1-800-270-4614.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide sleep number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My sleep number is 95 to 100, and the suspended sleep number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
We're sticking together on Facebook at Armed American Radio and on the web at armedamericanradio.com. Now back to the radio broadcast. Here again, Mark Walters.
A quote from an opinion on gun control from my guest, Larry Correa. No, hear me out. The single best way to respond to a mass shooter is with an immediate violent response. The vast majority of the time, as soon as a mass shooter meets serious resistance, it bursts their fantasy world bubble. Then they kill themselves or surrender. Very true. Sean, before we go back to Larry, you have the televisions up. Go ahead and tell people where to go to watch the show live from the Crossbreed Holster Studios in Dallas and here in Atlanta.
You can go to Radio Factor Ruger.net is right there on the front page, and you're able to full screen it and sit back and relax.
Enjoy the show live. Thousands of you did last week. Let's see it again this week. Larry Correa, welcome back to the program, my friend.
Well, luckily they don't have to see me on there either. So
no, they will next. Yeah. If you know, if we had this up quick enough, we'd have had you up there.
We would definitely. I could add you to it too.
Next time.
That's why I'm a writer. You know, that's why I'm not an actor.
I thought that's why I was in radio, but now that's becoming visual as well too. So, you know, all right. Now that we've established, and I believe we've established, I want to ask you this question: why Barack Obama feels he can go to Mexico and make that statement, not just because of the U.S. media. Had he said that here in the U.S., oh, wait, he did. Let me remind you of when he did. The bodies of those beautiful kids in Newtown were still on the floor of that school when President Obama said this, and I quote, "This Congress has not confirmed an acting director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms in 6 years, the very agency charged with keeping illegal guns out of the hands of criminals." And not anyone in the White House press pool raised their hand and said, oh, Mr. Obama, would that be the same ATF who walked thousands of guns? You mean that ATF? He knew he could get away with that here. What emboldened him to know that he could get away with that in the very country where, to use his logic, the guns did such damage? Is the Mexican government in on this?
That's a good question. I honestly...
Why don't they question that? Is it part of a joint effort to come after our Second Amendment rights? It's a good question to think about.
Well, you think about it, Mexico is just eaten up with problems. I mean, we'll talk about the drug cartels again. They've got more money than the government of Mexico. And we are their safety valve. I mean, the reason Mexico hasn't had a revolution is because everybody with any ambition has already bailed out.
They're here or coming.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's right. Like, and so him going to Mexico and making these just hypocritical, incredibly stupid statements. I don't think Barack Obama differentiates where he is. He just makes hypocritical, stupid, ill thought out, lying statements wherever he goes.
Okay, let's leave it there. I don't want to open up the conspiratorial can of worms yet. Maybe in the next, you know, who knows? But let's go. Let's now that we've established that this president hates our Second Amendment freedoms enough to make these statements while on foreign soil, to a country who has seen incredible violence done at the hands of very vicious people who used the guns that his administration allowed to go south. Let's move this forward under the assumption that he clearly hates you as a law-abiding gun owner. He's literally, Larry, am I safe in saying, waging war against half of America in this incredible quest to rid us of the Second Amendment?
Oh, yeah. It is interesting because if you look at it, and they always, he lies so much, and it's so shameless on this topic. You had the whole recent business where he was talking about how disappointed he was in Congress for failing, or the Senate, failing, you know, the Democrat-controlled Senate, failing to pass this gun background, comprehensive background checks, when 90% of a poll showed 90% of Americans believe in this. Okay, here's the thing. 90% of Americans can't agree that the sky is blue. So if there really was a topic that 90% of Americans were on his side, that would fly through Congress so incredibly quickly. And it didn't, because it's completely fabricated. Anybody can look at that and tell that the president is just using flawed data, and he's lying about it because he's not stupid. The president is not a stupid man.
No, he's a dishonest man.
Yeah, and he's very cunning, and so when he comes out and lies to such a degree, and then, you know, once again, talk about part of the problem is the people who are ignorant of the topic. They hear the president of the United States say, well, 90% of Americans favor comprehensive background checks. And they're like, oh, well, that must be true then. The president said it. And when you actually look at it, I don't know how the actual poll question is phrased, but if you go to them and say, hey, average American, would you like the BATF to be able to come in and audit the bound book you now have to keep of serialized firearms in your house because you wanted to let your wife or your kids or one of your friends from work or you're going to pass on and give your firearms to your descendants? You want to let the BATF come in and audit you, like they do with regular gun dealers? You say that, and like, oh, heck no. Of course not, obviously. Mm-hmm. And having dealt with the BATF in a professional capacity, I mean, I would rather wish cancer on somebody. That is such an unbelievable chore to go through all that. And the whole comprehensive background thing, the fact the president is pushing it this much, when he knows it won't do anything. I mean, you can look at any survey of professional law enforcement about the health background checks work, and you could look at even his own argument, this is to prevent the Sandy Hooks of the world, and it wouldn't have prevented Sandy Hook.
No, you know, even the father, even Mark Barden, one of the parents of the murdered child, of a murdered child in Newtown, made that statement at the very press conference where I just quoted Obama. So believe me, he's well aware of that.
Yeah, so this is really more about, we're going to shake down America,
right.
The part of America that philosophically disagrees with us on this fundamental issue, and we're going to try to cram something down your throats. We're going to show you who's boss, because we, on a very fundamental philosophical level, the Second Amendment is one of the backbone dividing issues between, the left and the right in America. And this is just a chance to stomp on that. And the fact that it got beaten soundly in a Democrat-controlled Senate should show, in reality, that it is not popular with America.
Yeah, we're going to find out. These people are believing their own spin, and by believing their own spin, I believe they will make the mistake of trying to run on this in 2014. That's my belief.
Yeah.
I think it's a losing issue for them.
Well, in the meantime, we cannot let our guard down for even a second.
Gosh, no.
With this administration, they will cram through really ill-thought-out legislation, and they will shove it through without anybody having read it. They will phrase it in the most innocuous manner possible, and then they will flat-out lie about the details in order to get it passed.
Let's talk about what the states are doing. Now, I don't think people are quite aware of what dangerous situation we find ourselves in now regarding our freedoms. What I'm going to read you now, and I know you are familiar with it, Larry, the Utah Sheriff's Association letter to Barack Obama. Dear President Obama, we, the elected sheriffs of Utah, like so many of our fellow Americans, are literally heartbroken for the loved ones of the murdered victims in Connecticut. As Utahns, we are no strangers to this kind of carnage, one of the last being the 07 Trolley Square murders, wherein the 9 innocents were gunned down, 5 losing their lives. We also recognize the scores of other recent domestic massacres, which have decimated countless honorable lives. As Americans, we value the sanctity of life. Furthermore, similar to our inspired fathers, we acknowledge our subservience to a higher power. With the number of mass shootings America has endured, it is easy to demonize firearms. It is also foolish and prejudiced. Firearms are nothing more than instruments, valuable and potentially dangerous, but instruments nonetheless. Malevolent souls, like the criminals who commit mass murders, will always exploit valuable instruments in the pursuit of evil. As professional peace officers, if we understand nothing else, we understand this lawful violence must sometimes be employed to deter and stop criminal violence. Consequently, the citizenry must continue its ability to keep and bear arms, including arms that adequately protect them from all types of illegality. I'll go to the last paragraph in the essence of time. We respect the office of the President of the United States of America, but make no mistake, as the duly elected sheriffs of our respective counties, we will enforce the rights guaranteed to our citizens by the Constitution. No federal official will be permitted to descend upon our constituents and take from them what the Bill of Rights, in particular Amendment 2, has given them. We are prepared to trade our lives for the preservation of its traditional interpretation. We'll pick that apart when we return.
Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Ruger 10/22 Takedown, a new take on the legendary Ruger 10/22. With all of the features and functionality of America's favorite rimfire rifle, the Ruger 10/22 Takedown easily separates for convenient storage and transportation. Reassembly is simple and returns the rifle to zero, ensuring precision shot after shot. Packed in a backpack-style bag included with the rifle, the Ruger 10/22 Takedown makes it easy to keep America's favorite rimfire by your side.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week, giving you a voice. Now, your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm Mark Walters. My guest, Larry Correa, New York Times best-selling author, firearms expert, just an all-around great guy. I want to read that last paragraph, Larry, from the Utah Sheriff's Association letter to Obama. We got cut short a little bit by the break. And then I want you to, I'm going to turn the mic over to you, and I want you to explain what this means, your interpretation. And the last paragraph reads, "We respect the office of the President of the United States of America, but make no mistake, as the duly elected sheriffs of our respective counties, we will enforce the rights guaranteed to our citizens by the Constitution. No federal official will be permitted to descend upon our constituents and take from them what the Bill of Rights, in particular Amendment 2, has given them. We, like you, swore a solemn oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, and we are prepared to trade our lives for the preservation of its traditional interpretation." Wow. The Utah Sheriff's Association. Larry, that's wow. Now you're in Utah, and that's huge. Your interpretation of that. Sean, do we have Larry?
Yeah.
Larry, can you hear me okay?
Oh, he's locked in.
There he is. Larry, I got you. I can hear you now.
Hey.
Your interpretation of the Utah Sheriff's Association letter, in particular that last line, we like you swore a solemn oath to protect and defend the Constitution, and we are prepared to trade our lives for the preservation of its traditional interpretation. That's powerful.
It's powerful and it's remarkable because these are elected officials we're talking about.
That's right.
And they're career professional peace officers, and they're laying it on the line there. They when I saw that, it blew me away. I mean, I'm a resident of Utah, and I love the state, and it's a very, very pro Second Amendment state. And I was moved when I saw that. That meant a lot to me. I was really impressed by that. And it was interesting. I believe all but one of our sheriffs signed that also.
That is my understanding as well. When I hear words like "but make no mistake," because I use those words here, and I know with what force I intend to convey when I use the words "but make no mistake." And when I hear the Sheriff's Association say "but make no mistake," I interpret the Utah Sheriff's Association as saying, sit down, boy, and listen to what I'm telling you. Don't misinterpret me with a finger in his face. That's the way I interpret that. And I also interpret we are prepared to trade our lives, which is an incredibly bold statement for the preservation of its traditional interpretation. I take that to mean is if you come here and fight, we will fight back.
It's really an amazing thing. I mean, that takes a lot of courage. And the fact is these guys did this, and this has happened in other states also. It's happening with other state legislatures, basically telling the feds to that no, we're not interested. And I find it interesting the way that the gun banning side portrays us. They have like the NRA is this big monolithic corporate entity that like cows and abuses congressmen, and their side is just poor individuals that just donate money and whatever. You've got like Mayor Bloomberg giving millions and millions and millions of dollars,
right,
and these big George Soros funded foundations in the Democratic Party. And they're trying to make our side look monolithic, but you look at our side, you've got individual county sheriffs. And a lot of these guys, there was a lot of political pressure on them not to do that. And like I said, we had one that didn't do that from our most urbanized Democrat stronghold county.
Well, that, again, that's an elected official. And let me say, I understand that where you just explained the demographics. So, but that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, and it's the one Democrat.
Right. There you go. There you go. That just proves my point. Sean?
Yes.
I'm right.
Of course.
You know, Larry, when you mention other states, I want to discuss with you Kansas. Now, you're going to stick around with us for the next hour.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Okay, and the Kansas State Legislature, let's set this up. Kansas recently passed SB 102, the Second Amendment Protection Act.
Oh, nice.
SB 102 establishes the Second Amendment Protection Act, and what it does is the bill excludes, and I'm quoting now from the legislative website, first, the bill excludes from federal regulation any person from federal regulation. Pay careful attention to me when you hear these words, ladies and gentlemen. The bill excludes from federal regulation any personal firearm accessory, or ammunition manufactured commercially or privately and owned in Kansas. The bill provides that for as long as any such personal firearm accessory, or ammunition remains within the borders of Kansas, it is not subject to any federal regulation or authority. Larry, those are powerful words as well. Secondly, the bill prevents any federal agent or contracted employee, any state employee, or any local authority from enforcing any federal regulation or law governing any personal firearm, accessory, ammunition manufactured commercially, etc., owned in Kansas, provided it remains within the borders. In the process of a criminal prosecution, the bill precludes any arrest or detention prior to a trial for a violation of the act. Basically, what this says is, shut up, sit down, get out, leave me alone.
Kansas totally just stuck their thumb in the president's eye. I think that is fantastic.
It gets a little better. The Attorney General of the United States of America responded.
Really?
Yeah, well, and he did it
fast. I can't
wait
for this wisdom.
He did it fast, and he did it furiously. He stonewalls the investigation of a multiple years-long effort to provide weapons to the drug cartels. Did you hear what I just said?
Wow.
To provide weapons to the drug cartels. That statement in and of itself is incredible. And he stonewalls it, Larry. But he gets really ticked off at Kansas.
Well, you know, this is the same administration that couldn't find Libya on a map. Right. I'm surprised they couldn't find Kansas.
This is the same administration that said Benghazi was a long time ago.
Oh, forever ago.
Forever.
And what difference does it make?
Yeah, really.
That Syria used weapons of mass destruction? What did the officials say? What does that have to do with us?
There is no such thing as weapons of mass destruction. George Bush just made that up.
Exactly. what I want to do,
Bigfoot or unicorns. I don't know.
Hey, my daughter thinks unicorns are real. She might be listening. Let's not
blame her. Well, so does Eric Holder, though. So I you know.
He paints them on the weekends. We're going to have a lot of fun with you. I don't have enough time to cover with you. Let me explain what Attorney General did. He didn't like Kansas passing and the governor signing the Second Amendment Protection Act. And what I want you to do, ladies and gentlemen, is ask yourself why. Why does the President of the United States go to foreign soil in Mexico, where he moved illegal guns to Mexico, make the statements he makes, blaming you and the Second Amendment for Mexico's violence and problems, knowing he can get away with those statements? Kansas, Utah, and other states are passing acts, the governors are signing them, telling the federal government to get out of their backyards and sandboxes and go home, and the Attorney General is fighting them. You have to put this in perspective. When we come back with Larry Correa, we're going to read the responses from the Attorney General and Kansas's response back to him. It's great stuff. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught outside his cave without his club. Armed American Radio returns from Crossbreed Holster Studios after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Walmart. We go. The horse knows the way to carry. All the fix-ins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Checkout lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling. Wherever the pumpkin pie. Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our ad-match guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com. Trinity. 1-800-936-5496.